Boys, put down your utensils. I want to talk to you about something real quick. If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets, now's the time to put it on the table, okay? And if you tell me, we're not going to be mad.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my
butt. Well, that,
I honey.
Promise you wouldn't get mad, okay? They're being honest.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
One time I put a firefly in my butt.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Oh, God.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the bus, right?
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HT2, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube.
I have a competition problem.
We are every day. Hope your Tuesdays are off to a great start. Somebody said Dirt acts like he's going to need bread. We all know he's just going to be eating it right out of the bucket on the couch.
Especially when Roar starts plus three.
I feel seen. He said a $200 sandwich. That'll be a fun chat with the wife. Yeah. It's, you know, she's working right now, so let's not pass this word to her.
What's the guy's name in Dodgeball? Ben Stiller's character. What's his name?
Oh, Dwight
something. Is it White or?
White Goodman?
White Goodman.
White Goodman sounds right.
It's going to be Dirt at the end scene of Dodgeball eating out of the pimento bucket when Rory's plus seven.
He misses a 3-foot putt to win on 18 or to send it to a playoff.
Bryson wins.
No! I'll get you, Bryson, as I'm eating my 8th spoonful of pimento cheese. Their servers are having a little bit of an issue right now. I think they've been overwhelmed at the order, so I'm still waiting for my order to go through.
Did you order it?
I tried to, but it's telling me that their servers are having digestion problems. We'll be back after our food coma passes. So I think they got a little swamped, and so we'll see if ultimately my order gets placed. We have a lot to get to. Keep your mail sack questions coming in, by the way. 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. We'll answer the mail sack questions coming up in a matter of moments. I did want to ask college basketball swag a question, but before I do so, I had brought up earlier how many teams would have to be in the tournament in order for the Portland Pilots to make it.
So we're going off net rating
off
here?
Off of net rating.
Okay.
Net rating.
Now we're expanding the tournament. This is to include the Pilots.
This is to include the Pilots, to include them in March Madness.
Swag, how many teams? What's the number?
You said that they were in the 300s. That's a little disrespectful. They are not in the 300s. They are in the top 300 in the country. But what number are they?
What did we end up with? Somewhere around like 292, okay. I think.
Well, if we're playing Price is Right, Swigard will win here. 288 is your final answer. Yeah, okay. So 288. Tournament teams ended. You get that last four in spot. You're ready to go, baby.
That's right.
Did Gonzaga get screwed?
The final four in.
It depends.
Will we still debate that? Yeah. How did St. Peter's get in? What are we doing?
In general, do I think both St. Mary's and Gonzaga should have been seeded 1 to 2 bars higher? Yes, I do. Did they get screwed? No. But oddly, I think this team is actually more equipped to deal with a Georgia and a Houston than some previous teams. They're more rugged. They're far more physical than some of the previous teams. What they don't do as well is shoot the ball consistently as well as some previous teams. They don't have a Corey Kispert. They don't have a guy that's 40%+. That's out there for 35 minutes. I know they bring Dusty Stromer off the bench, and he's the one guy that you really have to be concerned with because his job is to come in and shoot. That's what his job is. But so they can get hot, but they crash the glass hard, which is what they're going to have to do if they're going to beat Georgia and then if they're going to take on Houston. And EK is just a beast down there. On the post, once he gets position, he's hard to move. So I actually think they're a little bit better equipped. They're not going to blow teams out by 25 and 35 points like we've seen some of their previous teams too, offensively being a juggernaut. I think they're more equipped to grind some stuff out.
Well, that was kind of eye opening talking with Tom Hudson and saying their largest loss this year was to Oregon State by 8.
That is a pretty eye-opening
number.
Yeah,
you go back and look at those losses that they had.
That's crazy.
They played a brutal non-conference. I mean, that's why their net rating is so high. Yeah.
But they always do. They always participate.
Their net rating
this year, I think, was even more. Like in previous years, they've mixed in. If you go look, there's 3 or 4 total cupcakes in there.
Gonzaga's net rating was 8 this year.
Yeah.
Number 8 in the country.
Well, you know, I think what's interesting is Gonzaga fan being upset that they're maybe not a 6 seed or a 5 seed. Tom says if you win a couple games that didn't go your way, maybe you're a 4. I guess I get it. You need to get past Georgia, but what I find interesting is being upset by the number next to your name, whereas if you just look at the brackets, I mean, hold this to be wrong, because I don't know how all this is going to unfold. It feels like Houston, for most people, is the weakest one seed. Am I reading the room wrong there? Because everybody talks about Auburn and has all year.
Duke's got Cooper Flagg, who should be back come tournament time. Florida won the SEC.
Awesome. Yeah, and Duke with the Cooper Flagg stuff. I do think people view Houston, fair or not fair, as maybe the weakest one.
Yeah, so if you're going to get paired up with one of them, that's the one you want to be paired up with.
I mean, would you rather be in the Florida bracket? Could you beat Florida? Could you beat Auburn? I mean, I don't know if you can. I don't even know if you beat Houston or Georgia, but I find it interesting to complain about it, and then the takeaway kind of feels, and maybe I'm just in my own little bubble here, of it just kind of has a takeaway of maybe Houston's the weakest one for people.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Did you see the Florida kid, by the way, who cut down the nets without getting on the ladder? That 7'7"
the 7'9" kid.
Yeah.
The 7'9" kid.
He was just standing there.
I did see that.
Cutting the nets. Like, oh, no, I'm good. You can move that thing out of the way. I do take a little bit of this on. Like, we heard from a lot of Gonzaga fans who were pissed off yesterday. Tom kind of gave a political answer there of like, eh, you know, whatever, what are you going to do? But they did have a raised eyebrow at it. If I were a Gonzaga fan, I'd be ranting and raving right now.
What would you be ranting and raving about?
Just that they should. I mean, they're the 8th net ranked team in the country. Yeah. They have quality wins up and down. They won their conference, and
it's a garbage.
I'm not
conference.
Saying it's a good conference, but there also needs to be, like, if we're going to do this for North Carolina with a blue blood, which is fine. Like, you want to put North Carolina in, whatever. West Virginia wasn't that good this year. I saw Indiana play. Like, I'm not losing sleep over that. Like, Gonzaga's been to the tournament in, what, 26 straight years?
Yeah, Few's entire career, it was the year before. So it was Dan Munson's last year that they first got there, and he's been to the tournament every year of his coaching career at Gonzaga.
And you get that many years going to the tournament. You've got 9 straight runs to the Sweet 16. Like, yeah, you weren't as good maybe as you have been in years past, and you haven't been that number one team in the country or a top seed like maybe they've been in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago when they were going on those runs with Chet and coming close to winning a national title. But yeah, Gonzaga deserved better than an 8 seed. Like, I could point to a handful of teams who were seeded higher than them and just say, like, really? Like, do they have more quality wins? Were they ranked higher in net? You just mentioned the stat that Tom gave us. Their largest deficit on the season, or their biggest loss on the season, was an 8-point loss in Oregon State, a team who essentially didn't lose at home all year.
You're welcome.
Not that Oregon State was a great team this year, but that was a team that was very good at home and much different on the road. Like, I don't know. I would be hacked off as well. Like, if you're going to give the benefit of the doubt to other quote-unquote blue bloods, I know Gonzaga doesn't have a national championship. How many programs in the last 25 years in college basketball have accomplished more than Gonzaga?
But the conference does matter.
At this point, it doesn't to me anymore, though.
But it does to them.
It shouldn't, because I don't think the committee knows what the hell they're doing.
They gave 14 of 18 teams in a conference a bid.
It's laughable.
It is laughable.
It's absolutely laughable.
There were 3 conferences that got half the bid.
Yes.
And that's... I think
is that good or bad for the sport?
That's bad for the sport.
Like, Oklahoma being a higher seed or a similar seed. I know that it's an 8-9 matchup. Yeah. And it, like, really?
UConn is an 8.
Yeah.
Well, of the 31 conferences that play college basketball at the Division I level, the WCC was ranked 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So you say it's a garbage conference, but...
Well, I'm just saying in the eyes of the committee, it is. They got 2 bids.
Yeah, in the eyes of the committee, it is.
I'm not saying that's... I'm not on the committee. But that's how the committee viewed it. The net rating, the whole quad one went. Yeah.
Like, Kansas being a 7 seed in Gonzaga.
Kansas shouldn't be in the tournament.
Kansas shouldn't be in the tournament, let alone
North
be a
Carolina
7 seed.
Shouldn't like, be in the tournament.
They
have to go find a way to emphasize, because everything that they just did in there just said, schedule the hell out of your non-conference.
I'm going to be fascinated to see. I asked Tom about
it. I'm rooting for him, dude. I hope they knock off Houston in the second round.
Everybody outside the Big 12, the SEC, and the Big 10.
I'm rooting for the SEC.
I want upsets. I want, you know, I am pulling hard for San Diego State, the Tritons. I think they have a good shot at upsetting. They're a good basketball team, and they play stingy, tough defense.
Well, think about the conference next year, too. How is the Pac-12 going to be viewed in the eyes of the committee?
It's in 2 years.
2 years, yeah. You got one more year to go.
So 2 years. think about how much respect that conference might get in hoops.
Yeah. It's going to change the landscape a little bit for these teams, and maybe it'll help them a little bit.
And by the way, look up the coaches in the West region. It's a sport largely driven by coaches more than it is players. You've got Calipari, Self, you've got Patino, you got Penny Hardaway, you got Dan Hurley. What's the Florida coach? Golden?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a loaded...
Former WCC coach. He came from San Francisco.
Touche. That's a loaded region of coaches.
It is.
That is a who's who's of coaches.
Who is in college basketball swag's Final Four? Do you have your final? You have you filled out your bracket yet?
I haven't filled that out. What? I really do like
what
Auburn.
Is wrong with you?
I think Auburn is
bold take.
Get a pen to paper. What's happening?
The number one overall seed.
I don't
take.
I'm
going on a limb.
I do really love the way Arizona is playing.
See, we talked about this yesterday. Do you buy that they're hot, or is that just a conference tournament thing?
Is this finally the year Tommy Lloyd goes on a
I
run?
I think they've had to figure it out as the season has gone on, and they have Caleb Love has figured out
he's dangerous.
He's got dudes around him now. He does not have to do it all by himself.
He'll try to, though. He'll go 1-for-14.
Oh, I am picking the one upset early. Well, there's two of them. Arkansas over Kansas. I think Arkansas is a favorite, actually, in that game.
I believe so.
Take Drake over Missouri.
I have Drake in my Sweet 16.
Drake's legitimate.
Don't be stealing my Drake take. That's my Drake take.
What do you mean?
I got Drake in the Sweet 16.
No, you said you had Drake beating Missouri.
Don't mess with
the
Drake.
Sweet 16.
Don't touch the Drake. Don't talk about the
They're
Drake.
They're going to beat Texas Tech.
The Drake's my upset.
I got an 11 seed in my Sweet 16. I got Illinois winning the whole enchilada.
I got no A-minors there.
I don't know about that. That's a big ask. I like Tennessee coming out of the Midwest region.
Wait, why can't Illinois win that region? Is it that what you were saying?
I don't think they can be that consistent for six games.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. We'll find out.
Smoked Oregon by like 30 in Eugene.
Hey, people are moved on. From
they
that.
Beat Kentucky. They've got what? UCLA, Utah State, Wofford. Tennessee?
Oh, don't mess with the Terriers.
Easy run right there. Right, easy run for the Illini coming in. Loaded.
I almost bought a mystery package from Home Field. It was like one of these mystery boxes for $100, and they send you six random school t-shirts of teams in the tournament.
Oh, that could be fun.
Wofford was one of the preview shirts. Oh, I was like, Wofford, imagine
Terriers.
Having a Wofford t-shirt.
Hey, awesome. That's nice.
No, I think I like Arizona coming out of the East and Auburn in the South.
Arizona over Duke, huh? Over the Dukies?
Also over Oregon.
Over Oregon, yeah.
I like that
here.
Illinois is a far-fetched take, but Arizona
I don't even know if Arizona's going to win their first game, let alone beat Oregon in the second round.
I mean, yeah,
Arizona's going to handle the Zips.
That's really?
Get through the fighting LeBron James, and then we'll talk. And then we'll see. Well, there you go. There's some more lingering tournament takes from three college basketball experts who watched nothing but college hoops all year long. We're locked, we're loaded, we're ready to go.
We watched more this year than we have in years past.
That is very true. YouTube TV led me to watch way more college hoops than I have in the last 3 years. I still know nothing.
Yeah,
but I'm excited nonetheless to be out at Allen A for March Madness, Fan Madness on Friday. Should be a lot of fun. Our annual basketball party's back. George McCoy, Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, presents Fan Madness Thursday and Friday, 20th and 21st. Yes, that's this Thursday, this Friday, at the Stadium Sports Bar, Allen A Sports Book. You can join us for live shows for both the 2 days. Fan Madness also brought to you by Coors Light and video only. Come hang. More details, 1080thefan.com. Mail sack next on the Fan. All right, not going to lie to you. The sack is so full today, we might linger on the sack for a bit. I do have a couple of NFL questions we'll get to at some point.
Why would the Vikings want Aaron Rodgers? Riddle me that, Batman.
I love that we're now once again in Aaron Rodgers' weight territory. This guy just wants to be Brett Favre.
So he would just be like stealing money from people in Mississippi away from completing
yes.
the Brett Favre.
Yes, that's the
right?
last step for
that's
Aaron Rodgers.
That's the last step for him, in which,
yes.
you know, that might be in his future.
Very well could be. Mail sack question. Years ago, Dirt said he was above and would never scrape peanut butter out of the jar.
Yeah.
Has anything changed since having a kid and this economy?
His kid isn't eating peanut butter yet, really.
Teddy's actually allergic to peanuts.
Oh.
So we have a peanut allergy, so that's awesome to deal with.
You got a kid with a peanut allergy.
Yeah, we do have a kid with a peanut allergy.
I'm sorry. Have fun with that. My nephew is, and he has to go, and my sister-in-law's like, he has to eat half a peanut today. Because they have to test how them, you know.
Yeah, there's a new thing that says at the age of like 2 or 3, you can start giving them a little bit of peanut, little by little, to try and overcome it. Yeah. But yeah, we tried a piece of peanut butter toast pretty early on, and something happened on his face. It was like, that's not good.
Bummer.
And so we went to get him tested.
That's a bummer.
And they gave him the old prick, the old, you know, are you allergic to it prick? And it was like 30 seconds in, like, uh-oh, that's, so,
dude,
yeah. So not eating a lot of peanuts, to be honest with you. So I'm not scraping much of the bottom of the peanut jar, but it's not because of the economy. It's because Teddy Ball Game's allergic to it.
But also, you don't scrape the bottom.
I still would not scrape the bottom of the peanut jar. Mail sack question, green banana or super speckled banana?
Well, I like a green-ish.
Clearly not my question.
Not
for Jason Swigart.
But if you're making me choose, I'm probably going to choose the speckle because I can use that in a protein smoothie. Mm. I could cut it up and put it in a yogurt bowl. Or I could just save it and make banana bread.
You very well could.
It's a little more versatile versus if I eat that green banana, it's going to taste a little tart.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the speckled banana here.
Give me speckled and mushy.
Yeah.
Over a hard banana.
But if I have one in my backpack, it's got a slight hue of green at the very top.
That's not terrible.
At least green to me. Yeah. I don't know if it's green to other people.
That's not terrible.
Because I'm colorblind, but...
We learned this yesterday.
I do like a little bit of the green at the top if I'm just eating a banana out of the peel.
Let's have Swag play this fun game. Swag, can you hop on Twitter really quickly?
No, we can't, no.
Go to our show page.
That's a terrible photo.
Look at the picture that we tweeted out yesterday of Sprague's jacket, and just go ahead and give us an assessment of what color that jacket is.
I had coworkers actually yesterday. I asked this. I had 7 people tell me it's a hue of green.
These imaginary people that you're talking to?
Okay, the bottom part is gray.
Yes.
And the upper part is...
What's the hue? It's a hue of a color.
It is sand. It is...
Sand. That's bad lighting.
Light beige.
No.
It is...
Kuglud said beige. So what do we think is beige?
There's nothing green in that. What
that is green. The upper part is green. It's a light green. You're looking at a bad lighted photo from a dwarf.
There's nothing in that photo that indicates even a touch of sage green.
No, not at
all. It's literally called an olive aura Nike wind jacket.
It all sounds made up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Olive
That's like
is
bone color is what that is.
Bone is white. It's in the white family.
I knew I could count on you.
That is not a white jacket.
I knew I could count on you.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow to show you before the show because okay. I don't need to make this go 3 shows long. The top part is a green color.
I'll look at it in person.
The people have spoken. Mailsack question, what non-sports show or shows or movie have you recently been watching? So what's on your non-sports? I just finished the, what's the Lord of the Rings Amazon show?
God, you're a nerd.
I am an absolute nerd.
Such a dweeb.
What is the name of that show? Rings of Power or something? It's pretty good.
He stole the ring. He's got the rings.
Look at you lashing out because you wear a non-green jacket and you're colorblind.
He's got all the rings.
It was a pretty good show.
It's $1 billion. I would hope it was a pretty good show.
It's a pretty good show.
We're whizzing through White Lotus Season 2.
Because
we want to catch up to watch White Lotus Season 3.
White Lotus. Swag, you watching anything?
Nope.
No. Knew it.
I hopped on the Gemstones not that long ago. I'm all caught up. So I really enjoyed Episode 2 of the new season.
Good new season.
It was great. I want to ask you guys a quick question about that. A couple times on this show, they're showing frontal male. And I just, your general thoughts when an actor you're familiar with turns around and you see the wee.
I didn't expect that.
What are your general thoughts on that? Would you do that?
Checking out some hog?
Yeah.
Would I do it on camera?
Yeah.
Or would I?
Walter Goggins is Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy. And he is just so exceptional in that show. He shows the Walter Hog yesterday in the episode.
Is it?
And I think that's his. I think it's real. I think it's the real Walter Hog.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it necessary to the storyline or is it just gratuitous?
It's literally made to make you laugh. There's no part
no
about
purpose.
The, like, okay. Hey, what's going on down there? He's in the dressing room. He's lecturing his niece and nephew. And he just turns around, like, let me tell you something. And he's just nude.
Be a really weird feeling of then, like, people, everybody knowing what your ween looks like. Every time you go somewhere in public, you're like, hey, I've seen that guy's ween.
Yeah, but Jason Segel's talked about this. The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, his ween's all over that
Basically,
movie.
Basically, every time he goes out, people are just...
And they do it to him every time.
Shimmy shake.
Because you've seen it, and he did the dance.
You can't
forget it.
He showed it, and people were impressed. That's the other part. Do you pick up any kudo points?
Yeah.
Or is it like, oh, there's Lil Andy.
Little Andy. tiny. He's a little guy.
Yeah, but Lord of the Rings is sick.
I mean, if you're paying, how much money am I making to be in the show? What's my salary?
I don't know. A good amount. Walter Goggins, I'd imagine, is making good six figures at
if
least.
If you're paying me good money, I'll show my ween.
Like 200K?
I'll show my ween for 200K.
Okay. I don't know. Thank you. Way to play the game. You're so good at that.
I needed a good pounding today.
If it was actually germane to the storyline and the plot,
you're a comedic actor. You're acting like there's some big plot lines in the Hamilton-like play here.
Zach is saying it's not Walter Goggins. They used a stunt double.
I don't know, man. I watched it. He's facing him talking, and it's...
I mean, I think they have the technology to do that.
Okay.
I think you have the technology to impose another ween on you.
I would probably pass on it unless I was going to get fired.
If you're going
to
make it look like me, but it's not me, it needs to be bigger than that.
You better go extra large.
Not that it was, you know, awful. I just, if you're going to make it me but not me, like, lie.
Yeah, 200K, I'd show my ween. I'd show my ween for 200K. Mail sack question, since you would be at Alen A, what's your table game of choice and what is the most you've ever won on a slot machine?
Okay, table game of choice. I got into a real big Hold'em, Texas Hold'em game last year.
Oh, Texas Hold'em phase?
I was probably at the table for about 53 minutes.
Oh, that's a pretty long run.
There you go. And then, you know, eventually the new dealer comes in and starts slowly picking at you.
Changes it all up, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm out of here.
I'm not a big table. I'm just going to be honest with you. Not a big table game guy. I'll play poker with buddies and stuff.
Are you a slots guy?
Not really. I'm a sports gambler guy. Like, I'm not a huge casino gambler guy.
In the sports book?
Yeah. Watch tournament? Yeah.
Not going to be in or at all?
Not really, no.
Oh.
I could play blackjack for hours.
I might go throw 50 bucks on red on a roulette spin one time and be like, hey, look at that. I doubled my money or I lost 50 bucks real quick.
Now,
but
told
that's
the
about
best
it.
Odds for the player, once you figure it out, is craps.
Yeah.
And, like,
I want to know, but I don't get it.
I know.
I watch it.
It's
and
overwhelming.
I'm like, what?
There's a lot going on, and it's moving pretty fast.
Seven's good now. Now seven is bad.
Yeah.
Snake eyes. Is that good? No. It sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to play. The only one I would probably be willing to play a lot of is blackjack, but I'm also self-aware enough that I don't ever play blackjack. I know the rules of blackjack. I know how to play.
Get to 21.
But there's all sorts of, like, I don't want to be that guy at the table that's, like, doing something that I'm not supposed to be. I don't want to ruin the mojo for other people because I don't like when my mojo is ruined doing something that I love. It's like when I play golf with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and the etiquette's wrong. They ruin my mojo, and I don't want to ruin people's mojo, so I
just
stay away. Just
don't sit at third base. So third base is the last hand before the dealer.
I'm not going to do that.
What you're doing.
Well, I'm going to sit in the sports book and watch college basketball.
That person has
and
the
lay
important...
a bet on Norfolk State if they're in the tournament.
There you go.
To be fair to you, though, and maybe other people like you that don't maybe go as much and play at table games, you sit down at a table, it can be very overwhelming. There's like a red line. There's like a red button that lights up if something happens. Do I put a chip on that? Or do you put a chip on that before it happens?
Yeah, I don't like all the extra... progressive all bets and all that extra stuff. It's just like, let's just play blackjack.
Go back, play blackjack.
Go back to the kitchen, blackjack.
That's
stop
right.
Stop getting progressive.
Yeah.
No, but like, do you want to double it up?
Blackjack gone woke? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, blackjack. Too
woke? I don't mind.
Are they going to go broke?
I mean, if you're doubling down or you're splitting cards, those sorts of things, that's all part of the game. But all these little extra bets that they have going
things,
on.
Little side things going on.
On your bed.
Too much. This is too overwhelming for me now. It's too much information.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, what's the minimum put down? And then, like, you don't react quick enough. You get the old guy from the RV that's like, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on. What, have you never played before? And he's got a heater in his mouth. You're like, I don't know, man. Your voice is intimidating.
Hit me.
The dealer's super Asian. She's just like staring into your soul.
Everybody's waiting on you.
For you to make a move. And you're like, I don't know what to do right now. I'm frozen in fear.
Your Ralphie's sitting on Santa's lap, man.
Oh,
come on, kid.
God.
We got a long line of kids here.
And now Redneck Jack. Hey, man, hit it. You got to hit that. Right. Why would you not hit it?
I'm out on that.
I don't know.
My favorite story from Fan Madness last year at Alen A was that Chuck, our beloved coworker here, was just standing behind people making fun of them as they lost money.
You shouldn't do that.
I think I'm going to hang out with Chuck this year. I'm just going to stand behind people and be like, really? You're hitting on that, huh? You're doing that?
I'll probably find a blackjack table.
You going to go find a blackjack table?
What day are you going out?
I will probably come out Friday after the show. Okay. I'll be in here. You guys will be live.
Yeah, come
so
in
then
around
once
out.
We're done, I'll come out.
I got to leave Friday at 12:30 because I got to pick my kids up. I get a night getaway from those little terrorists, and then I have to leave early to pick them up from school.
Oh, that's no good. I'm going to linger there as long as I humanly can.
Are you?
Until I got to go pick them up.
I'm looking forward to Thursday night.
Free time.
Thursday night's going to be nice.
With the designated driver, too. Hell yeah.
And why do they always, those old guys always smell the same smell? It's Stetson and Marlboro. I don't know what that cologne's called.
Well, Stetson's delightful.
Yeah, and then you mix it in with those Marlboro Reds, and it's just, are you going to hear that? What are you doing?
Good point about showing your ween. Somebody said Swag does it for free with his joggers. That's a fair point.
Dude,
that's
absolutely
a fair point. He's
fair
the Lucas Glover of this show. He is the Lucas Glover of the
show.
Got
these new joggers, guys. They're extra small.
Let's answer the lingering mail sack questions. Also, what the hell is this team going to do, and what is this team thinking? That is next. All right, no farting around here because I want to empty this sack out.
You also forgot our FUP date.
We did forget the FUP date. So I actually had a really good FUP date today. I'm going to hold it for tomorrow. I'll hold my FUP date story. We'll be back. The FUP date will return tomorrow.
We can't forget the FUP date.
Can't forget the FUP
date. If we're going to do something, we got to do it all the way.
Mailsack, would you rather have your team win the NCAA tournament or be the first person to fill out one whole perfect bracket and everyone in the U.S. knows you did it, but you didn't win any money?
The latter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could win money with a perfect bracket, I would take that. But just the bragging right over a perfect bracket, I'd rather see Oregon win a national title.
Then you haven't marketed how to make money off of being the only guy to make a perfect bracket.
Am I going
to
make a lot of money off of that?
Yeah, why would you not?
I got lucky.
Maybe, or you maybe
I'm
you're
gonna,
skilled.
I'm going to capitalize on that.
What do you get out of your team winning?
Watching them win a national championship?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I get to tweet that my team won.
The Portland Pilots cutting down the Nets.
That's
Are
not
you
your
kidding
team.
Me?
That's not your team.
Yeah, I don't think the guy who, I don't think, yeah.
That's your employer.
I don't think you're going to make any money off that. Mailsack question.
Think you make any money off of branding yourself as the perfect bracket guy?
No, I don't.
A girl sells farts in a jar.
That's because they're hot and guys like girls.
Yeah, but perfect
Somebody
bracket
gotta
guy
find,
definitely could market something.
They got to buy my fart jars now?
I mean, literally, I people make bracket? Money for the dumbest reasons.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I wouldn't pay somebody who had a perfect bracket for anything.
I know you wouldn't.
Why would I give that guy money?
I also don't think you'd buy a fart in a jar.
No, I would not. I would buy an Oregon National Championship t-shirt, though. Mail sack question, would you rather have to eat your least favorite food once a week for the rest of your life or never be able to eat your favorite food again?
So I have to eat my least favorite food
once a week.
Once a week?
Or you can never have your favorite food again. Give me the least favorite food once a week. I could stomach it once a week.
Do you have a clear-cut favorite food? Because I think I have like 10. So
like if you told me I can never eat a ribeye again, I'm not taking that trade-off. Not taking that trade-off.
Is there a food item you love that you could take away?
No, to be honest with you. Pasta's probably number two.
Oh, generalized pasta.
Just generalized pasta. Okay. Yeah. Burritos probably in my top three on my Mount Rushmore. You tell me I can't get a... No, I'm not doing that.
Burger?
You give me some crappy food I got a stomach once a week, I'll take that.
What would it be?
Least favorite food? Ooh. Tomato soup.
Oh, my wife wants tomato
soup. I hate tomato soup.
I'm not a big fan of tomato soup.
It sucks. There's nothing in it. It's just liquid. It tastes like tomatoes.
People just want to dip their grilled cheese in it.
But I'll have a bowl of tomato soup a week to keep eating ribeyes.
There's no definitions or clear-cut reasoning of why that or how much soup you have to consume. In that scenario, I would rather do that, too.
Yeah. Swag?
He doesn't.
I don't think I have one clear, like, favorite food.
You
like,
have you to took... eat four bananas a week.
No, no.
You would rather lose your favorite food.
Yeah, because
number
there's
one,
too many other things that I enjoy.
Than eating four bananas a week?
Yep.
Do you guys ever have days where you wake up and just want nothing to do with sports? Entertaining the public for more than one day a week seems daunting.
No, because I love sports. I know some of the sports we don't talk about enough for people. But I also don't want to lie and pretend that I care about all of the sports going on out there.
That's what everybody does this time of year. We all pretend to love college basketball, even though the vast majority of us don't watch any college basketball.
I would say more so, I have days not where I don't want to do it, but it's more so it might be the day before a vacation And so, like, I still want to do a good show, but I wake up and I'm like,
you're mentally checked out.
No, that's not how I'd phrase it either, but vacation is on, you know, the horizon.
You don't care about what's happening in a random game that we're talking about.
Always care about the show. I just, it's exciting to go do the last show before a vacation.
Mail sack, last movie or TV show that made you tear up or cry? Finding Dory, was it for me? That scene where she follows the shells home. Just
probably Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Ted Lasso's a good one. That'll make you tear up.
I did a rewatch of Ted Lasso. There's like five episodes. I was just like, cool.
Season four coming.
Yeah.
He's confirmed. Back, baby. So much for that being the final episode.
Well, we didn't think it was.
When was the last time you cried? Can you think of it?
Oh, it was probably...
Sans death.
It was probably some E60 story about...
One of those would do it.
Rinaldi got
a kid or, you know, dealing with something, dealing and Make-A-Wish something. Yeah. Or,
he had no arms and no legs, and he had the game-winning shot for his basketball team.
Millsack question from personal experience yesterday. When going to the hospital for a procedure, is it more embarrassing to be fully manscaped or full bush?
I think it's, well, both are acceptable, but I would say fully manscaped.
It's more embarrassing than being full bush.
You're a little boy.
A little bit big bush down there.
I mean, big bush, I think, is more normal on a day-to-day basis.
I think I'd rather be a hairless cat in that situation. Really? I think I would. Shave it all off,
If I'm going for a procedure and that.
I'm anti-pube. Get him out of there.
That region.
If I could laser remove my pubes, I would.
You can, actually.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Is it painful to do, though?
I don't know. Are you going like full Brazilian right now?
Not currently, no. But I do occasionally. just shave it all off. Start from scratch.
Just a grown little boy
down there. Just get ready to go. You know, I don't want to deal with that.
Like the whole area?
Whole area, all of it. Hairless cat. Dr. Evil's cat, Mr. Bigglesworth.
That's comfortable for you, huh?
Yeah, I got no issues with it. It's pretty delightful. Hurts a little bit when the stubs come in initially.
Sure.
And then you get used to it.
Hurts her more.
It does. Mail sack question. What is the most random obsession your kids have had? My 2-year-old son has currently been hooked on bowling for the last 3 months and is at the point where he requests watching PBA highlights on YouTube.
My daughter's going to hate me admitting this.
What do you got?
I have two kids, so. One of my kids legitimately had like a month, maybe month and a half span where they were into that imaginary horse trotting sport. And I didn't know how to handle any of that.
Now, watching it or doing it?
No, doing it.
Doing it. So just galloping around the house. How's Mr. Peanuts today?
He's good.
Give him an apple.
Did it make you want to go watch Search for the Holy Grail?
No, but to be honest, when that actually popped up on the social medias, it made me actually feel a little better as a parent.
You're not the only one here.
That there are other kids in existence that do this.
Yeah, that would throw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Teddy ball galloping game. Around the house.
Yeah,
would
I would
throw
say
me for a loop.
More like you walking in teddy ball games, tap dancing.
Hey, would it kill you to try a team sport? Would that make you love me? Swag, most random thing?
This was actually, when Paxton was little, all of his favorite toys were basically sticks that he could hold in his hand.
Steve's big stick guy.
Yeah.
Just into sticks. Yeah. To each their own, man. Random fast. Teddy's not quite there yet. He likes throwing things. He hasn't quite deciphered what he can throw and can't throw. And there's half the time we're like, no, you can't throw that. And other times he throws a ball and you're like, nice throw, buddy.
Dirt wouldn't know what to do
with the tap dancing kid.
Super big tap dance.
And tights. Why are you wearing tights, dude? Take the tights off.
Teddy tights, Dad.
I mean, I'm gonna have a hard time with soccer to begin with, let alone tights. But we'll see. It's down the road.
I'd be curious to see which sport you end up hating the most, soccer or baseball.
There will be one of them, I'm sure. There you go. There's your mail sack. Hey, what's this team doing and what's this team going to do? We'll close up there next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Revealing all sorts of things about ourselves on the show today. That's what we do. We're in the trust tree.
I'm kind of stunned about the whole admission of body hair by you.
Yeah, yeah. My hairless cat. I find it comfortable. Mm. Not everybody does. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like being shaved.
Good for you.
I'm going to ask a question of what's this team thinking and what's this team going to do? We're all once again on Aaron Rodgers' watch, which doesn't really mean much. Why would the Vikings want him? And then what are the Steelers going to do if they don't get him?
Sign Russ. He's not signed anywhere else, correct?
I don't believe so. He visited the dog pound, the Cleveland Browns. I think he left without an agreement in place.
They're probably going to be drafting Cam Ward if the Titans don't.
They reacquired Mason Rudolph.
I don't understand the Viking point of view here. He is not somebody I'd want mentoring my young rookie quarterback.
Yeah, you got JJ going into year two. I know he was hurt, but like...
Look, I meditate. The kid's already meditating. Like, where's Aaron Rodgers going to take it from there? In one season,
what kind of weird drugs are we on?
Oh, you know. I love Cam Hayward was asked if he'd recruit. He's like, I ain't going on no darkness retreat. Either want to be a Steeler, you know?
We asked yesterday on Twitter, who will be the 10 seed in the West? 56% of you said Phoenix. We also asked, what's the appropriate number of brackets to fill out? 53% of you said one bracket only.
Three became a very popular answer throughout the media landscape yesterday.
And that'll do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Thurton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Tom Hudson was our guest, the voice of Gonzaga basketball. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan. I